Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting on March 2nd, 2021. Tuesday is at 10:33 a.m. and we are on the record. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. We thank you and ask for your divine wisdom, mercy, and grace as we deliberate the affairs for the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you bless our families and all those that are involved. We ask that you bless those that are fighting for our democracy, domestically and abroad. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will go a little bit out of order today for this first housekeeping issue. We'll go to under County Commissioners, item G and H, and H will be revised a little bit. Item G is pursued by order of appointment of Darrell Bush to position Jefferson County Commissioner Precinct 2 to fulfill the unexpired term of Commissioner Brent Weaver. Pursuant to Section 87.042A of the Texas Local Government Code. And item H is going to be amended slightly to say just to receive and file the oath of office of Darrell Bush to position Jefferson County Commissioner Precinct 2. The oath was administered yesterday, so there'd be no break in service between the retiring commissioner and the appointed commissioner. Do I have a motion on items G and H?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Peters. Any discussion?
I'd like to say, Judge, for this, I'm no longer the new guy.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, have it. Next, out of order, we are going to go to County Clerk. And item A is considering possible approval resolution recognizing Carolyn Guidry for 16 years and 4 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Clerk and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, have it. Ms. Guidry, if you'd like to come up to the podium, you have a resolution which reads, whereas Carolyn Guidry has devoted 16 years and 4 months of her life to serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas she began her career with Jefferson County when she was appointed county clerk on October 18, 2004 to fill an unexpired term and began her first full term on January 1, 2005. After becoming the first African-American woman elected to a countywide office in Jefferson County. And whereas Carolyn Guidry, known for her high standards of professionalism and personal integrity, won the respect of her fellow elected officials, constituents, and other county employees. Whereas Carolyn has, throughout her tenure, sought to improve the election process in Jefferson County, therefore successfully implemented electronic voting in 2005, subsequently initiated electronic poll votes for real-time voter check-in and introduced countywide vote centers to provide voters with convenient options on election day. Whereas Carolyn Guidry, during her tenure, is overseeing the archival presentation and digitization of millions of pages of county records from paper books and microfilm, including deed records, mortgage and lien records, and flat and court records. And whereas Carolyn's devoted mother and grandmother will be enjoying her family, friends, and travel in her retirement. And whereas having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County Clerk, Carolyn Guidry is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County will be missed by her staff, members, and friends. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, that we do hereby honor and commend her for her dedicated service as elected official of Jefferson County. Wish her well in her retirement. And Carolyn, I want to present you with the flag that's flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse, as well as the certificate of recognition and appreciation for your service. And we'd like you to speak and introduce
here with me.
Whereas Carolyn Youth was very glad to say he's come. What started out to be a 2-year unexpired term ended up to be a 16-year career, which I have truly enjoyed. To the Commissioner's Court, it's been a very exciting roller coaster, I must say. To the Commissioner's Court, I'm glad that we were able to work on a level of respect for one another and do good for citizens of Jefferson County. I have enjoyed working with my staff, Teresa Goodman, Haley, Rebecca, Becky, of course, called Becky, Rebecca, and Zulie. They have been my backbone in the county clerk's office. I really appreciate their service and dedication to that. I've enjoyed working with all the employees, and I have certainly enjoyed making different relationships here within the courthouse. This has been a pleasant experience. Challenging sometimes, but very pleasant in itself. So thank you to the Mitchell Court for recognizing this resolution for me. Thank the county for what I have gained over here, the knowledge, and just a great retirement. I can't complain about that, so I thank you all for that very much, and thank the citizens of Jefferson County who invested their faith in me to hold this office for 16 years. It's been really, really, really great, so thank you, Judge. With me today, I have what I would call my golden girls. These are my golden girls, Joanne and Irma Lynn, of course, Russell Lee, my backbone. We have several employees here from my office. I thank them for coming out. We have Councilwoman Robin Luton back there, my friend from the AT&T days. And, of course, Ms. Filiopoulos is also back here. Pastor Reynolds, thank you so much for coming. Judge Griffith, thank you so much for coming. He's always been very supportive when you said, Judge. So thank you all very much, and thank you for this day.
Don't sit down yet, Carol. You know, we on the far side where Commissioner Pierce sit now, we had another guy. He was an AT&T Southwestern Bell guy. I know you are part of that particular group, and of course the councilwoman is. But Carolyn, it's been a pleasure working with you because you have brought structure to that office, professionalism to that office, and you have been above board. And you come to us straight and ask hard questions, of course. But more important than that is, I know the real reason. See, I met the grandbaby, y'all. when she was holding the grandbaby, Commissioner Senegal had a little thing. He said, "Go wipe all that up over there, because I done melted." You melted several times with that little guy. So enjoy all those days of love. And as you guys can see, she has a frong. That's her, what we call the ribbon step. No, I'm not going to say that. The Panther who?
Panther Pride.
Thank you, Carolyn, for all you've done for this county.
Yeah, Carolyn, we thank you for your service. We wish you the best of health and enjoyment, and we pray that you will truly be able to travel and enjoy yourself and your family.
Thank you.
And Ms. G, I want to say that, you know, you will be missed. In a time where elections are being questioned, we never had any questions about your election. The integrity was there. You left us in great hands with Teresa. At a temporary basis, I don't want anybody to get to misunderstand, but whoever take that office, if they could just reach half where you were, we'd be blessed here in Jefferson County. And as Commissioner said, I understand about the grandkids, so I mean, that's a joy. I think we've lost two people in this past month, where the last couple of months, Commissioner Weaver also with his grandchild. And I think we take this stuff a lot more serious than we should. I always say God, family, and then this job. If you don't abuse any order, and you'll be okay. But you know, you made Port Arthur feel like we're part of Jefferson County every time I came to you, and I want to thank you for that. And as you see, you have Port Arthur people in the audience that supported you all your career. But God bless you. You know, I'm your big brother, your big little brother. You're older than me. I'll be sitting back there. You can't eat as much roast as I can, but I'll be back there.
On a final note, I'll be praying for all of you, and please pray for
thank you. I speak a lot through our county and through our country, and I talk about standing on shoulders. And so for Carolyn to be elected in this county as the first African-American female to be elected, thank you for that. Because you broke boundaries that allowed me to be here today, and so many others. So again, thank you for being a role model for all of us. Good luck and enjoy that rainbow.
Thank you.
I don't have any grandkids, so if you need a babysitter, and wish you the very best for retirement. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, and just to avoid great concerns, I'm going to have two more items, or three more items I'm going to take out of order. Under Commissioner's Court, item J, to consider and possibly appoint Teresa Goodness as County Clerk to serve to fulfill the unexpired term of Carolyn Gidry, who retired effective 2/28/21 pursuant to Texas Local Government Code Section 87.041. And under Risk Management, items A and B, item A, to approve, receive, file, execute public official bonds for Darrell Bush, interim Commissioner Precinct 2. And item B, to consider and possibly approve self-insuring for any loss under the public official bond for Teresa Goodness, interim County Clerk. Do I have a motion on item J under County Commissioners and items A and B under Risk Management?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Offit.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Peters.
This is a brief question. That verbiage on risk management and the B, it's self-insured. Is there a difference?
Yes, Commissioner. Government code allows us to self-insure on certain public officials' bonds, okay. And that happens to be one that we can. And so to keep with what we've done in the past, we always self-insure on anything the county can self-insure on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Can I say something before I go?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just want to congratulate Teresa because she's certainly deserving to be the interim county clerk, and I wish her well. I won't say I'll be available, Teresa. If you can try to call me if there's anything that I can do to help you out, you know I will. But I don't think you need the help. She's a great employee. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. All right. Moving to item number 13, item A is to receive file bids for interstate bid for a term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County and for the Jefferson City. I'll wait a moment. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So move.
Moved by Commissioner Sinagoga.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve budget transfer from Council 366 for additional needed radars in the amount of $2,000. Item B is consider and approve intergovernmental agreement with Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission for the administration's distribution of emergency rental assistance program funds from the U.S. Treasury. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 480046 through 480218. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinagoga.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion?
One question, Patrick, it's going to be in reference to the regional planning. I know Commissioner Sinagoga asked a question, and that is, if it wasn't totally automized, did they have the manual way that we can use paper to help people that may need that option? Did they provide that?
Well, as they go to set up this program, there will be, I think, Colleen Halliburton's on the phone with regional planning if there's any questions. I think what we've done, just to reiterate, the state has already rolled out a program to help out individuals across the state. So right now, our citizens, landlords, and utility companies can work, apply through them until we get our program up and running. And then our program is specifically for those Jefferson County residents, that allocation is 7.6 million. They're hoping, we've had a few delays, but they're hoping by early April, maybe, to have this up and running. They'll have to staff up with some case managers. They're going to reach out for help on a call center, which will, they'll put out a number and also have, an online way to apply. So just get the documents, but just to make sure. And then, we're going to try to have outreach with the JP Corps and where they are, that they're aware of the new program rolled out in the state. But just try to get outreach and then maybe work through some of the local churches also to put the word out. So, okay.
And I apologize, I should ask this question yesterday. Comfortable Precinct 6, the radars, is that traffic radar?
Yeah, what we had actually approved some money to get some, but when we went to, previously approved, so when they went to reprice it, because I think the service center made a recommendation, don't go with those radars that they had a price on, so they've gone to a little better radar. I think the sheriff's department possibly uses and is deemed to work a lot better than what we had a price for. So, yeah, that's for.
Okay, I guess the next question is, in Constable Precinct 6, they issued any traffic citations to anyone?
I know with, I know he's just getting started after changing the guard at Constable Precinct 6, so I don't have that data right now.
Is anybody here from Constable Precinct 6?
No. We can reach back see what they had in the past, but I don't think it's going to be really comparable since I think Joe's changing.
You would have to go back under his administration, and they did issue tickets.
Yeah, they did do tickets. Yeah, they did run radar when he was constable.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yeah, Patrick, just on the rental assistance, what do you think of the program? And colleagues might have the phone that can answer this. What do y'all think this program will start? When can we get the word out to folks to apply for this? And Colleen, it's probably coming to you.
All right. Good morning. And the answer to that is we're moving as fast as we can. I am really hoping to have a portal available to people to start making applications and the process for people to need manual applications to open the first week of May. I was hoping for April, but with storm and some other things we were waiting on, be when we will be available to the public.
And so with the not challenging on the first week of May, just the question is, don't we have a time limit on to spend a certain percentage of the money?
September. You get 5 million out by September.
Yeah, 65%. Yeah, 65% is the current. Spend 65% of 7.6 million, which is around 5 million, by September 30.
So I guess, like, and again, I'm not trying to change any plans. I'm just asking, are we nervous? Because my appreciation is, we don't spend it, we have to turn it back in.
Truthfully, I am not nervous about it because we know there are so many people out there who are in need of this. In addition, the process is going to be in September, we have to have that amount allocated. So it doesn't actually have to be spent. We have to have it all spent by the end of December. So I believe with our system that we're going to use, the vendor, we will be able to show how much is already requested and is in progress for being paid. So we're looking at, if I'm guesstimating back rent and maybe 3 months forward rent for most of them, maybe $11,000 per person at the most. We're looking at around 700 people and our households, and that will vary depending on different people's needs, of course. But that
will
go pretty fast.
Yeah. Thank you
very much,
Billy. Also, Commissioner, follow up. I've been telling people they can sign up on the statewide.
Correct.
So they need to do that now until we get our program. It won't be duplication of services, but keep all your paperwork. Keep your paperwork.
Right.
So once we roll our program out, they will be able to file under that. It will just be double checked to make sure they don't double deal. But tell them to keep their paperwork.
Correct.
And I think Regional Planning will accept that same paperwork because it's going to be the same information. And if it's by May, we've got 3 months ahead of May. You know, so you're talking about really 18 months pretty much that you can file on, 12 back and 3 ahead.
Any other discussion? Thank you, Colleen. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Commissioners, I may consider and possibly approve a resolution to renew extended disaster declaration Hurricane Delta. I may consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to extend the disaster declaration. Date is March 13, 2020. Pursuant to Section 418.018B of the Texas Government Code, item C is considered possibly approved extending the disaster declaration for Hurricane Laura. Item D is considered possibly approved extending the disaster declaration for the winter storm. Item E is considered possibly approved and authorized the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County Sabine Pass Port Authority for dredging services of the waterway at the Sabine Pass Port, pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item F is to receive and file the executed commercial contract for sale of Fort Park Entertainment Complex. And item I is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a consent to assignment agreement for TE Products Pipeline to transfer its interest in the pipeline to Southeast Texas Pipelines LLC. Do you have a motion on those items under County Commission?
So moved.
Move second, Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Senegal. Any discussion?
Just a question on that Sabine Pass dredging. That's just at your point and not at the river itself.
Well, the $110,000 of the total cost is about $414,000, I believe, is being paid for by the county through a pass with budgeted funds that are passed through from the navigation district, as you understand how that works when you're serviced on that board. That's what the agreement is. Anything additional, Patrick?
No, I think it's the area. Probably Dan can speak to where the area is actually, where they're working.
Yeah.
Or towards where their docks are.
That's Walker.
Commissioner, this affects the boat slips area where we keep the sheriff boats at boat dock, sheriff's boat dock.
Yeah.
The other part of that contract is the Sabine Passport Authority stock. And Mr. Coward asked me he said, last year, he said, we were about to dredge our dock. Do you want to get in on that to save money? And that's what brought up this whole project. The boat dock that we currently operate on is really shallow now. It's had a lot of sediment, and it's very difficult to get the boats off of the lifts. So this is the reason to do that.
Appreciate that. Did you start to get away from my questions, Steve?
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Now, have it under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive probably investment schedule for January 2021, including the year-to-date total on county fund. Have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Human Resources, we have two items. Item A, consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for James Richardson, an employee of the Sheriff's Department. Item B is consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Kamika Petrie, an employee of the Sheriff's Department. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Now comes the time for public comment. So anyone in the courtroom who wishes to make public comment may approach the lectern and introduce himself. Anyone who is online or on the telephone, to meet press star 6 to unmute their line. So we are open. Hearing nothing, we'll close this period of public comment. Before we adjourn, is there any member of the Commissioner's Court which is bring anything to the attention of the public? If not, then I thank you all for being here today. We are adjourned.